Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio with four guests this morning. We have Raven Richards here, Andrea Fraga, Donnie Arnset, and Mandy Summer. Thank you, all four of you, for being here this morning.
Thanks, Brooke.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is great. It's nice to have a full studio, and we're here to talk about something that's pretty fun this time of year for a lot of listeners. We're here to talk about gardening and an upcoming plant sale. So people, get your pens nearby. You're going to want to know when you can buy these things that we're about to talk about. But before we get into this upcoming event, I want to turn to Mandy, who I can't actually see in our full studio. But I want to ask you, Mandy, about the Pacific High School garden, a little bit about the history of it. When did it get started? What is it over there?
Gosh, it's a ever-growing project, no pun intended, I guess. It started more than 10 years ago. We had just one raised bed box in front of the school before the current remodel, the current iteration of the school that is there right now. And then we have, over the last decade or so, been slowly expanding the garden space. We moved it behind the school. Probably 6 years ago, we added a few more beds. We've got about a dozen or more beds right directly behind the school. And then, again, a few years back, we were given permission to expand into the retired T-ball field behind our school. And since then, we have been hustling for grants and raising funding and really trying to expand that garden into a space where we can grow enough produce to support our school breakfast and lunch program. That's another program that's been going on for over 10 years, but we make our own breakfast and lunches from scratch in the district, and students participate in that. And so about a year and a half ago, we were granted a farm-to-school grant, and that allowed us, that provided the funding for us to hire our school gardener, who's been on staff for a little more than a year now. And she has been able to really work with students and grow the beds in the garden in a way that we haven't been able to just with, you know, ourselves and teaching staff and trying to do little bits at a time. So having some full-time staff out there has really propelled our program in the past year.
It is amazing, just as a community member, to walk by that garden. I love to see it changing over this last year and a half. Recently, I noticed all these wood chips back there and some beds that are covered, some soil that looks like it's processing. It's a pretty exciting place to see changing constantly. And that wants me to ask you, Andrea, you're the Pacific High School gardener that joined a little over a year ago. And what has that been for you? What have you been up to since you've come on as the gardener? And I'm going to turn your mic down so you can move that closer to you.
Classes. That's a new skill to me, and it's been really fun to interact with students.
Teaching classes, mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
So teaching garden classes, and then planning out a garden that is in flux. So the greenhouse is still in the process of being finished, and we're just trying to figure out how to compost on site. The site's very compacted from being a T-ball field, so we've had a lot of trial and error with how to compost on that site. And luckily, we have our compost expert here to talk about
Donnie. We'll bring you into this conversation shortly, but continue on, Andrea.
Oh, yeah. So we've been raising seedlings in class, and we have an upcoming plant sale we can talk about a little bit later. And we've experimented with worm bins. We're learning how to grow mushrooms this year. We've had field trips more so last year, but also this year to local gardeners and mushroom growers' homes to learn how different people garden differently, because there is no one way in Sitka, and a lot of it's experimental. So it's fun to see how people take on the challenge differently.
So these classes you're teaching are everything, it sounds like, about learning a little bit about the science of gardening and some classroom stuff, but a lot of it is like getting out and doing the gardening. That's part of the class too.
Yeah, much more so than I thought originally, actually. When I was putting together curriculum, a lot of it's just hands-on, which I think is really part of Pacific High's philosophy. So we've been doing a lot of things,
yeah,
which has been great. And recently, students have been sifting soil in preparation for potato planting with Baranoff Elementary kindergartners, which will be tomorrow and the next day.
Wow. Is that what those fluffy rows of soil are out there in the back?
Yep. The most recent rows to the lower end of the site. Those will be, well, two of them are already planted in Tlingit potatoes. And that was in partnership with the Forest Service and Native Elders David Kanash and Tammy Young also provided good historical background.
Wow.
And Tammy's with STA's Resource Conservation Department.
Okay. Wow. So lots of partnerships, a lot of learning, like more than just the science of gardening, but community involvement, cultural learning. And I want to draw Donnie in because a big part of what you were talking about, Andrea, and about the program is getting outside and doing things. And Donnie, you're a junior at Pacific High School, and we were chatting beforehand. One of the major reasons you are involved in this class is really to get outside and do stuff. So tell us a little bit about what you get to do.
Well, I like getting out there, and I do a lot of shovel work, especially flipping that compost, pitchforks and all. We try to get a 3-to-1 ratio, meaning 3 carbon to 1 nitrogen. And we get a variety of materials we use in the piles, like spent grains, coffee grounds, and all sorts of things like chips, wood chips, cardboard. We mix those together. That's just some of the things. We get hay sometimes if we're lucky. And we make a nice bed of carbon to put the nitrogen on, soak up those nutrients, keep it in the soil. And we've been struggling a little bit recently with some water flow, but we've covered that pretty much with the wood chips, so we're doing pretty okay, I think.
Wonderful. So you're involved in every part of it, and you're involved at the base of it. So the sale that's coming up this weekend, people will be seeing your handiwork in a way, that the plants are going into the soil that you've been helping to create. And you've been planting some things too, sowing some seeds. Some of these plants will be actually ones that you put into the soil that people can buy?
Yes, I have planted some chard. I planted some kale too.
Great. Well, I'd like to turn to Raven and Andrea to talk a little bit about the sale itself. There's so much more we could talk about, but we're running a little bit short on time. So I want to ask Raven a little bit about this upcoming sale. When is it? And then tell us, what can people plan to find when they come to the sale?
So the sale will be this Friday, May 5th, from 2 to 4 p.m. After school hours, and then Saturday, May 6th, 10 to 2 p.m. And you can just find a lot of different things. For example, we have tomatoes or basil, cabbage, broccoli, dill, kale, chard, a variety of flowers, lettuce, cauliflower, parsley, just a variety for our community.
So if there are gardeners out there who want to get their garden started, this would be a great way to jumpstart their garden. They can get food and flowers, it sounds like, pretty much everything they need, and herbs.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to mention, too, on Saturday, it's till sold out. So great. If we sell out before 2,
you're done.
Just know,
you're done,
yeah, we might wrap it up sooner than 2.
I'm glad you popped in there, Andrea. If you can stay on that microphone, I want to ask you a little bit more about some of the details about the sale. What kind of price range can people expect? And also, what does this money then go to that people are going to be spending?
So the price range is about $6 to $10. And then we have a few larger items for $25. And then the money goes back into the garden fund at Pacific High, which needs a lot of money right now since we're developing that large garden. And on that note, I just want to say we have so much gratitude for Sitka Conservation Society for helping us get larger amounts of funding to move the project forward.
This sounds like a very collaborative project. Like you mentioned, the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and elders and the Forest Service and now Sitka Conservation Society. So a lot of parts of the community are really helping out with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is a way for the community at large to kind of be a part of this too, by getting their new baby plants, but then also giving some money to this program.
Absolutely. Yeah, we always welcome donations.
And is there any, I guess, Mandy, maybe do we have any final, contact information or information that should go out there to listeners?
Just to let listeners know that in the past, couple of years we've had our plant sale right in front of the Pacific High building. Students have been so busy with Andrea this year, and we've set up a classroom inside the SEEK building, the Southeast Alaska Career Center. And so we'll be holding the plant sale out of that building, the SEEK building, so folks can just pull up in that parking lot right there, walk in the front door in the classroom right off to the left. You can't miss the shelves of plants and the rows of plants in there. And so address is 205 Baranoff Street, if you're not sure where the SEEK building is, but just didn't want to have any confusion around where we are with the plants.
Wonderful. Okay, thank you. Well, thank you, Mandy, Donnie, Andrea, and Raven, all for being here this morning.
Thank you, Brooke.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.